Does everybody has his water bottle with him? You must be afraid, you know, to dehydrate, yeah. Never seen anything like that. So what is on the menu? So how is your practice going? Huh? Yeah? Difficult? Huh? Any questions? Anything? I need to strain my voice for you. Well, if nothing is on the menu, then we can start to meditate. Everything clear with practice. How can that be? I'm amazed, you know, I mean, you're all perfect practitioners, huh? Yeah?
I once, see when I'm meditating, but if your body sometimes just wants to move or compression, nothing. Yeah. So do we fight it or we just let it go?
You concentrate back to the Buddha or to the breath, yeah? What did I say yesterday? Huh? It's a citta that is agitated. Yeah? Once a citta is agitated, the body gets agitated. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So once you calm down your mind, the body will calm down. Yeah? No, don't fight it. You know, it just makes it worse. Yeah? Tell yourself, relax, you know, and then go back to the Buddha or to the breath. Yeah? Don't be interested in so many things. Huh? Huh? Ah, this appears, that appears, yeah. Huh? I mean, that is distraction, yeah. I mean, our main point, our focal point is the Buddha or is the breath, yeah. I mean, the morning we wake up, you know, okay, what is my meditation object, Buddha or breath, yeah, or both, yeah. And that I keep until I fall asleep. Yeah? So, it's very easy, but it's sort of, yeah, very easy, yeah. So we know every time, you know, something comes into the mind, we need to return to put back to the Buddha or back to the breath. Not back to the smartphone. Yeah. When people come to my monastery, you know, I mean, we normally collect the smartphones, yeah? Yeah? But then, yeah, then you see the excuses of the clear. Oh, if I don't have my smartphone, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't have an alarm clock. Okay, here you get an alarm clock. Give us the smartphone. Oh, now I cannot listen to MP3 anymore. I cannot listen to talks anymore. Okay, here you have an MP3 player. Give us your smartphone. I mean, it's so tricky, huh? Huh? Yeah. Putto. Yeah. Yeah, that keeps the mind calm, yeah? When the mind gets calm, you know, mind gets happy, yeah? Yeah? I mean, that is what we are looking for, yeah? Not for looking outside, looking at this, looking at that, yeah? That's not the way, yeah? Hmm? If you're looking for happiness, it is inside, yeah? Huh? Search and you will find it.
Huh? I do have a question, which is for the reflection or at night for meditation, if I come from work and my mind is very restless. It's really very hard to reflect from start to end the whole day. I might try to start in the morning, and then because the mind is so restless, I start daydreaming about other things, or I go on some tangent to think about something else related to what I was doing. So how do I make the mind less restless before I continue?
I mean, you didn't listen to what I said, you know. I mean, first you calm the mind down before you do the reflection. So you do sitting meditation, you know, or walking meditation. Probably walking meditation is the best because the mind is so so busy after work, you know. I mean, you do some, I mean, you have lots of parks here in Singapore, yeah? You just do some walking meditation there, yeah? Until the mind gets calm and then you start your reflection, yeah? We want to undermine the power of the kilesas, yeah? Now I have a question for you. What are you working for? Huh? What is your aim in your life? Huh? What is the goal in your life? Huh? Do you have any idea? While we are still working, and now we think about retirement, yeah? What we can do when we are retired. But we might not even be able, you know, to live up to retirement, yeah? We might die before retirement, yeah? Huh? Huh? I mean, think about it, you know. Yeah, you work for money so that you can live in these chicken cages. I've never seen anything, you know, I mean, when they drive me through town, I've never seen anything like that, yeah? I mean, this housing constantly, these high rises, you know, with these little small apartments, you know, or compartments, yeah, whatever you want to call it, yeah? No other city. I mean, I lived in Germany. There are quite a few people in Hamburg, you know. But I mean, nothing like this, you know. One high rise after the other, you know, and then just numbers on it: 431, 432. I mean, I would get claustrophobia, you know, when I live here. Yeah? Huh? Oh, I need my forest, yeah. To be able to breathe, yeah? Of course, yes, yeah. I mean, what is nice is, you know, you have a lot of greenery, yeah? You have a lot of parks, you know, you have a lot of trees, you know. It's not all, you know, it's not all cement, yeah? Blocks, yeah? So, but, you know, ask yourself, yeah? You don't have to answer me. You have to answer to yourself, yeah? Huh? What is it that, what you want from this life, yeah? I'm here to wake you up, yeah? Huh? Are some of you awake already, or, yeah? Or they're still sleeping, yeah? Yeah, maybe. Huh? Hmm? I mean, we should, you know, I mean, a human life is so precious. Huh? We shouldn't waste it, yeah? Hmm? We should use it, we should make the most out of it, huh? No? Yes? No? Yes? Maybe? Maybe after retirement? Yeah? We should make the most of it. What did the Lord Buddha say? You know, human life, you know, it is the jumping board, you know, the jumping board out of the hamster wheel. Yeah? Are you like to live like a hamster? Running. I mean, you just go to the parks and then you see running, not going anywhere. Yeah? They come back to the same point. Hmm? Then they get in their cage, yeah? Then they drive to their office cage, and then from the office cage they go back into their car cage, you know, and then they drive back to the apartment cage, yeah? Yeah. I try to make it a little bit more plastic so that you understand in what kind of situation you are in, yeah? No, I mean, the Lord Buddha said, you know, I mean this, the human life is most precious because here we have the opportunity to find a way out most easily, yeah? It is not impossible for the devas, you know, to find a way out, but it is much harder, yeah? I mean, if a person has a lot of happiness, you know, I mean, if you don't have dukkha, you don't come here. Huh? If you don't feel any dissatisfaction, I mean, why would you bother, you know, sitting through all this pain, huh? Yeah. (Clears throat) or keeping quiet, not playing with your phones. You know, if you don't have, you know, this kind of dukkha or dissatisfaction, yeah, you wouldn't come here, yeah. So, I mean, in the deva realm, you know, I mean, they have a lot of happiness, so they forget about it, yeah. Of course, they do have dukkha sometimes, you know, but we know, you know, I mean, we have dukkha sometimes, you know, but, you know, something happy arises and then we forget about the dukkha, yeah. Like when we used to fall in love, you know, I mean, we forget about all the dukkha for 2-3 weeks, yeah. And then it comes back to us, yeah. And then we need to fall in love again, yeah. But the second time it's not as good as the first time, yeah. All of us know that. Dukkha can be the key, yeah. Or anatta. I mean, do you now understand, you know, the principle of anatta? Huh? Whatever I can experience cannot be me, because who is the one who is experiencing it? Huh? Who is the one who knows about the experience? Huh? It's my feeling, yes? No? Huh? You hurt my feeling. If you don't do this, you don't love me. Yeah? I heard it so often. You have to do this, then I know that you love me. Yeah. If you don't do this, you don't love me anymore. Yeah. Huh? Females, huh? Yeah? You remember this? Hardly heard any males saying that. Yeah. Do you still love me? I mean, it's a feeling. You know what is it? Yeah. There's a feeling that's called. Yeah. I mean, what is love? You know. I mean it. What is it? Nobody can actually answer the question, you know. What is love? Yeah? Huh? Compassion we can answer, you know. Caring for somebody else we can answer. Respecting somebody else, you know, I mean, yeah. But love, what is it? Huh? It's written in the books, you know, yeah. Huh? But nobody really knows what it is, yeah. Huh? Do you know? Huh? Can somebody answer me, you know? Huh? Help me, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, we go for these symbols, you know, but we don't know what is it, what is it actually, the feeling, what is the experience, yeah? Yeah. I mean, Vedana is feeling. It is mental feeling, yeah. I mean, it's probably in the group of mental feeling, yeah. And there's physical feeling, yeah. The touch is physical feeling, yeah. Anger is mental feeling, yeah. Hatred is mental feeling, yeah. And greed is mental feeling, yeah. So, yeah. There is this, yeah. I mean, use it, you know. Especially when you're in dire straits, yeah. When there's a situation where you think you cannot cope with it, yeah. Then say, there is. And then instantly you can look at it and see what it is. No? Try it out. It works. I can only teach you the things that it worked for me, yeah? And that's what I teach you, yeah? The things that I looked at it. Okay, yeah? There's some anger. Okay, I can look at it, you know, and the moment I look at it, it disappears, yeah? When I don't look at it anymore, it comes back again, yeah? The same with greed, you know? And then, so what is it, the thing that triggers this, yeah? We have to look, yeah, we look, what came before, yeah? And what came before? Dissatisfaction, yeah? Well, it's most of the time dissatisfaction. We are dissatisfied, you know, we see somebody, we don't like this, yeah? But no, the dissatisfaction comes from our own heart, yeah? And it might start in the morning because we had a bad dream, yeah? Or somebody called us in the morning and we didn't like to hear his voice. Yeah, and makes a bad, you know, makes a bad day. Yeah. So look at it, you know, and say there is. Yeah, and then you can observe it. Yeah. When you can observe it, you can trace it back. Yeah, to what it is. Yeah? That's how you can deal with things. Yeah. I mean, life is not so difficult, you know, when we learn how to deal with it. It doesn't oppress you. Yeah? You are the ones who let yourself be oppressed. Remember that? Nobody can hurt you, unless you yourself accept it. Investigation. I mean, this daily reflection, shows us a lot about, what is going on in our life. And also, I mean, in order to be able, just like I answered him, just be able to investigate, we need to have a calm mind. The mind has to be calm. It must be able to concentrate. And, I mean, Ryan, remember, if you can't remember this, just skip to the next thing, The more you try to remember, I mean, the worse it gets, Okay, what did I do? What kind of thought was I waking up, Then I brushed my teeth, then I had some coffee or tea or whatever, What was going on in my mind at the time? What kind of feelings were in? What did I do? I don't remember. Okay, what is it? What is the next thing that I remember? And over time you will remember more because it's a training of memory. So over the time you remember more. And then you see more and more and more and more. And then you see the flow of things. You see what aggravates us, what makes us do things, that are unwholesome, because a lot of things that we do are unwholesome, When I started my daily reflection, I told you, I used to be a scientist, in a computer engineering or in the medical field, medical imaging. I mean, my whole day, my whole day was planned, I mean, all these, then I have to meeting this, meeting that, in the evening I had this meeting until 10 o'clock, And then I started the daily reflection, And then somebody called, can I talk to you? Sorry, I have no time, Tonight I have this meeting, tomorrow I maybe in 2 or 3 weeks. But this person needed me right now. So after I did my daily reflection for maybe half a year, suddenly I didn't have any more meetings. Everything. I said, this is not necessary. This just brings, dukkha. This just brings dukkha. Why should I go there? This doesn't bring me anything. And then somebody called me, do you have time? Yes. what? Yes, really? Let's go. It's us, who put us under pressure. You understand? If you think you are under pressure, it's you who put yourself under pressure. And you can relieve that pressure. You are stressed out because you stress yourself out. Remember, please remember this. If you feel stressed, remember it's you who stress yourself, Because you want to achieve something, you have, all these plans, So, it's you who put yourself under this pressure, who put yourself in stress. So nobody can come to me with the excuse, I'm stressed out, Because it's your problem, it's not my problem. I don't stress you out, I might be tough, on you, I might be a little bit tough, but that's good, does it hurt a little bit, sometimes when some of the laity comes, and I really shoot down, Does it hurt? Yes, it hurts. Okay, did you wake up now? Yes, I wake up. Did you understand it now? Yes, I understood. Sometimes, we have, we are not easily to accept our own faults and our misdoings, So sometimes, you have to go a little bit, poke a needle in it, So, and that's all what I do, that's what I'm here for, to wake people up, to the opportunity to listen to the Dhamma, and to find out what is important in their life, yeah? No matter what you choose, you know, I mean, choose it, you know, and do it, yeah? Huh? Don't have five options. Maybe I do this, you know. Going to university, maybe I study this. No, that's not for me. Then I go here. Yeah, no, that's not for me. You know, in the end, you don't know anything, yeah? Huh? Huh? No. Look, you know, be carefully, you know, what you want to do with your life, yeah? Whatever it is, yeah? Be founding a family, you know, having kids, you know, that's fine, you know. I mean, it's your life, yeah? You have the responsibility, yeah? And then do it, huh? If you want to find a way out, do it, huh? Huh? The hamster wheel is rolling and rolling and rolling, yeah? Huh? Yeah. Yes? Huh? And we don't get younger. When your life is over, you just go to another level of the hamster wheel, yeah? And then you turn around, you know, yeah? Again and again and again, yeah? But now it's the time. That's what I said in the beginning. Now the Lord Buddha said, you know, I mean, the human life is the perfect place, yeah, to find the way out, yeah? I mean, that's why he taught the human being. Of course he taught also the devas, yeah? But he taught them in a very different way than he taught us, yeah? And at the time, you know, of the Lord Buddha, how many arahants were there? Huh? I mean, there was a gathering, yeah, I mean, what is it? Yeah, it's Makaputra Day, yeah? 1,250 arahants, yeah? Just for Padimo. 1,250, yeah? At that time, yeah? So, I mean, and they were all human beings, yeah? Mostly princes, you know, or princesses, yeah, or whatever, yeah? Huh? People who, you know, who had everything and see, you know, all these things, you know, don't mean anything to me, huh? Huh? There was a nice story, if I remember correctly, you know, I mean, there was a monk sitting under a tree, you know, a disciple of the Lord Buddha, you know, and I mean, he was just radiating peacefulness, yeah? So, a poor person came by and saw this monk and said, oh, I want to be like that. I really, you know, I should go and ordain now, you know. So he went home, yeah. I mean, he had a shack, yeah. I mean, he had a table with only three legs, you know, and he was constantly wobbling around. And he has a very, he had a wife that constantly were necking him, yeah. But he stayed with her. He didn't go back and ordain. Then the king came by. Yeah? He was riding on his horse. He saw this monk. Yeah, and said, oh, wow. Yeah. Then he went, you know. I mean, he was received, you know, in his court. Yeah, he was received by all these people, by all this wealth, you know. He disembarked from his horse, you know. He took off his clothes, you know, and went ordained. Because he saw all these things, you know, don't really mean a thing. Yeah. But we are looking for this, yeah? We are looking for money, huh? Car, huh? Handbags, shoes, yeah? Yeah, I mean, that's way, yeah? I mean, why do you think these shopping centers, they are all over the place, yeah? What are we doing, yeah? When we are bored, we go shopping, yeah? Or we go to the market, you know, I mean, we can shop for food, you know, or we can shop for clothes, or we can shop, yeah, for cars, or for whatever, yeah? Buying, you know, huh? Wanting, yeah? Never getting enough, huh? So, I mean, remember, you know, I mean, most of us have everything already, yeah? What else do you want more, huh? Ask yourself. You got it, you got money, you got an apartment, you got, you know, huh? So what else do you want more? More money? Huh? Work harder? Get a more lousy job where you work 10 hours a day or 15 hours a day, yeah? And you just go home and fall to bed, you know, and your bank account, you know, you don't even have time to spend your money, huh? You just hope for retirement that this money is still there, yeah? If the bank didn't collapse, yeah? That's why a Buddhist doesn't put it into the local banks, huh? He puts it into the universal banks, yeah? Do you know what the universal bank is? Merit. Yeah? Because wherever you are, wherever, in whatever realm you are, except for the hell realm, yeah, you can withdraw your money. Yeah? And this bank never goes broke. But you see, you know, the U.S. starts collapsing, you know, Switzerland, you know, starts shaking, Germany starts shaking, and sooner or later, you know, Singapore is connected very much to the West, you know. I mean, it's sooner or later it will also start shaking, yeah? And then what do you do? Yeah? You work for what? Yeah? The government took it all, or, you know, I mean, or they use your tax dollars to bail it out. Yeah? That's what they did, yeah? In the end, in Germany, 2008, you know, the people had to pay for the bailout of the banks, and they didn't get to prison. Huh? They got a big bonus. That's what you do in the West, yeah? The more shit, you know, you heap on, the more failures you have, the higher you get on the ladder. Huh? I don't know about Singapore, but yeah. But at least that's how it is in the West. Eh? And it's so corrupt. Anyway, so, I mean, you have enough, so what else do you want? Huh? Ask yourself, huh? What do you want to do with your life? Huh? It's an important question, yeah? Hmm? Shall I hammer it in, or? So that you don't forget it tomorrow afternoon, huh? Huh? Because when you go home, you know, and see your apartment and look at your smartphone, you're gone, yeah? You forget everything about it, yeah? And then after 3 days, wasn't there something? And then you go to the next retreat, yeah? Ah, yeah, there was something, yeah? But after retreat, the same thing happens, you know? We tend to forget the things that are useful for us, yeah? That undermine the power of the kilesas, yeah? We don't forget the things that are unuseful for us, yeah? Yeah? That clutter our mind, yeah? Because that's useful for the kilesas. Yeah? So really think about, you know, what, yeah? It's an important question for everyone, yeah? No matter what you decide, you know, I don't tell you what to do, yeah? You, yeah? Because it is your determination, it is your effort, you know, that goes into your life, and it is your responsibility, yeah? Just what I want you to do is, you know, to make yourself clear what you want from this life, yeah? That's all, yeah? I don't tell you what to do. I don't tell you, you know, living the life of a monk is better. Maybe it's not better, yeah? Living the life of a bhikkhuni is better. Maybe it's not better, yeah? Maybe we are not prepared. Because not everybody is at the same level, yeah? Some people, you know, I mean, when you start Buddhism, it is like going to kindergarten the first time. You go for lives of lives, you know, you go to the kindergarten, learn about, you know, a little bit about Buddhism. Yeah? Then you go to primary school. Life after life after life, you study in the primary school, then you go to secondary school, then you go to high school. And only then, in high school, in the last years, you start meditating, you start practicing, and then you go to university. Yeah? And university, as every one of us, maybe it's not anymore. Yeah, I mean, when I was at university, I just could go any, I could take any classes I wanted to take. Yeah, it wasn't really mandatory. Yeah, and you know, you could take classes for audit, or you could just take classes, you know, for your exam that count towards your exam, or that didn't even count towards your exam. Yeah, it didn't really matter. Yeah. So this is the university, and there's a university, I mean, Lungta Mahabo called Wat Bapantat, the forest university, yeah? Huh? And there you can get 4 degrees. Sotapanna Sakadagami Anagami Arahant. The high school diploma is only to go to university. And there are only a few universities, forest universities. Yeah? So not everybody, you know, not for everybody is the life of a monk, yeah? Especially, you know, if you want so many things, yeah? If you cannot sit, you know, if you need an air-conditioned room for sitting to meditate. In the sun, it can get quite cold, you know, it can get down to 8 degrees, yeah? But it can also get very hot, up to 40 degrees, but it is not so humid. Yeah? The humidity is. I have to cope with this humidity. I'm not used to that. So my body, of course, naturally reacts to it, and also naturally reacts to the strain that you're constantly doing. You know, I mean, trying to convince you, yeah, that you need to do something useful. Yeah? So, what is it? What is the time?
9:50.
What?
9:50.
9:50. Yeah. Okay, I don't want to start, you know, I don't want to start the subject, you know, I can give you a preview of the menu, maybe that is tonight, yeah? The first three fetters, you know? You have heard of the 10 fetters or the 10 tentacles, yeah? That keep us, yeah, under the umbrella of avijja? Let's talk about the first three fetters. You know, once we overcome the first three fetters, that is the path, you know, that is opening the door, yeah, of the hamster wheel. Yeah. No, you don't want to get out. Huh? You don't have to get out, you know. I mean, you can stay there forever, yeah? If you like, yeah? We can. I mean, how many billions of lives have we lived? Yeah. How often have we been in the animal realm? How often, yeah? How often have we been up in the deva realm? And especially how many much more times have we been down in hell? Yeah? Or in the ghost realms? Yeah? We've been everywhere. Huh? What is it? What do you expect from your next life? You know. What else do you want to do? Yeah. We experience everything already, you know, how many times. The problem is that we forget what we have done in our previous lives, yeah? I mean, if you remember what you have done in your previous lives, you know, you would really run out, you know, find the door and run out, yeah? Huh? Not coming back again, yeah? Okay, so I guess then this is for today, yeah? And use the time, you know, when the heart is calm, you know, ask yourself, what do I want to do with my life, yeah?